This is Space Kate here at my fifth NASA site. I'm here at Goddard Space Center, and I need to know a bit more about it. So I'm going to ask this chap here, what's your name?
DJ, everybody calls me DJ. My name's Diane John Emmanuel. It's easy to call me DJ. So, operations manager here at the Goddard Space Site Visitor Center. Been here since 94, so I love it. I mean, I work at NASA. To say that you work at NASA and I'm part of it, it's great. So, Goddard Space Flight Center is the first NASA center ever built from the ground up. When NASA started and founded in 1958, we're the very first center that was built in 1959. And our first project was the Vanguard satellite. And so we employed people that worked for the U.S. Navy and the Naval Research Lab in D.C. They came to work with us on the Vanguard satellite. We have now grown to over like 9,700 employees working here. Two-thirds of them are mostly contractors, the rest are civil servants. We have altogether over 1,200 acres of land. And the number of buildings here, 110 buildings. So we're a really, really big campus. I mean, just looking outside, you can't see everything, but we're really big. We do everything. We're like a one-stop shopping center for NASA.
So you're big, but like, so you've got JSC has got mission control.
Yes.
Florida has got shuttle launches. What have you got? What's your big headline thing?
Unmanned satellites. We do the unmanned stuff. That's what we're very well known for. But we do, in terms of manned spaceflight, we do in charge of communications. So when the shuttle's on the launch pad, the astronauts talk direct to Kennedy. Once it clears the launch tower, communications go through our Tejas system and to Goddard. So we're like your operator assistants. So we actually get the calls and send them down our landlines down to Johnson. So NASCOM, NASA Communications. So we're involved with that in the manned space flight. We also have flight dynamics. It's just like at Johnson where you have those big screens where you can see the orbital paths of the shuttle. We can do the same thing. We can actually track the space shuttle, space station, and several other satellites. So we're like a backup for Johnson. If anything goes wrong, we can always take over from here. So, and sciences, of course, yes, sciences. We do the sciences here. We do the we do space science and earth sciences. We have the largest number of contingents of scientists and engineers working in one establishment, more than you find in any other institution in the United States of America. So we have, yes, and we do a lot of earth sciences. So everything from global warming to studying the sea minimums, sea ice minimums, to studying aerosols, black soot in the air, sulfates, dust storms. We measure all those kind of pollutions here at Goddard. But we also do a lot of space sciences here. We got missions to Mars, to Jupiter. We have a mission that's going to Mercury right now, MESSENGER. We were involved with Johns Hopkins with that. So we do earth sciences, space sciences here. We build satellites, and we have facilities where we do testing of these spacecraft that actually do the sciences. We have a shaker table. We can actually simulate the vibrations experienced during launch just to make sure the satellite doesn't fall to pieces. Then we stick that satellite in a big, huge thermos bottle, about 60 feet tall, and we can actually create the same kind of vacuum in space. And then we can simulate the temperatures in space, see how the space will behave. Will it work under those conditions? So we shake and bake. We shake it, we bake it. We have a sound chamber to simulate the sounds of a liftoff, just to make sure everything that we do will work. You know, none of the parts will fail. So we're very good at doing that, testing everything. Launch site, we'll send it down to wherever it needs to be launched, whether it's Japan, Kennedy, Vandenberg. But the closest launch site for us is Wallops, which is under Goddard management. Wallops is in Assateague, and that's where we launch sounding rockets right now. So if it's a very small experiment that we want to test out, we'll launch them on a sounding rocket down in Wallops.
So do you do things with CubeSats?
Not really. I couldn't tell you much about the CubeSats, so I'm not quite sure about that. We do microsats. We do work on microsats. CubeSats, I think, is mostly Air Force, so yeah. So we're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're always open. So from communications to tracking the satellites, flight dynamics, to building the satellites. And once the satellite's been launched, we actually be able to get the data sent down to us. And so we actually have scientists who not only get to see the experiment being built, but they actually get the data real time. So it's a great place to be a scientist, to see your experiments being put together, getting your data real time.
Goddard had a hand in the whole Hubble mission, didn't
it? Yes, servicing mission. We proved, there's a gentleman by the name of Frank Cipollini that worked on the first servicing mission called Solar Max, a satellite that was studying solar storms. It had a problem, had several problems on it. So Frank Cipollini was the guy who was set up to show that we could use a shuttle as a place where we can actually dock a satellite and have the astronauts fix the satellite. So once he proved that we could do that, service a satellite and using the shuttle, we then were given the task of doing the Hubble servicing mission. So all the servicing missions we've trained in a clean room. Now we have the world's largest clean room where we actually have the astronauts practice on a full-size model of the lower third of the Hubble telescope. So all the tools that they use, a lot of the tools were designed and manufactured here. But and the experiments, the cameras and new parts were actually built elsewhere, but were tested in our shuttle, in our Hubble marker at the, in the clean room. So we trained here, and the astronauts also trained down at Johnson, the neutral buoyancy tank. They had a Hubble mock-up in there. But this is where they actually tested out all the actual parts. So we had that to do in Hubble. And also we actually operate the Hubble from here. We actually command and control. Just down the hill is our Hubble Operations Start, Space Telescope Operations Control Center, where we actually are commanding and Hubble Telescope on a day-to-day basis. So Hubble Telescope, WMAP, Wilkinson Microwave Anisotropy Probe that looks at the universe 380,000 years out of the Big Bang, that's controlled from down here. A lot of the satellites that study the solar storms and the sun, SDO is our newest mission, that's controlled from down the hill. So we have a lot of operating centers here, as well as the ones that are studying the Earth. They're looking at the Earth in terms of pollution, ice melt, it's done across the street from here.
So that's an awful lot of science that you've got going on. Yes. At the actual center itself. If you're a member of the public and you want to walk through the door, you can't just wander in and disturb a bunch of scientists, but you have a visitor center. Yes. So tell me a bit about that. When's it open? What can people do and see?
We have different hours, but right now we're open till July. We're open from 10 to 3 o'clock, so we're actually close in a few minutes. But we're open all from Monday's the only day we close. We open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturdays and Sundays we're open from 12 to 4. You're welcome to come and look around. We have Hubble exhibits here. We have a rocket garden where we have actual sounding rockets that we actually launched to this day down from Mars. And we have one of the coolest exhibits called Science in the Sphere. It's a big globe hanging from the ceiling where we show movies of the sciences that we do here. And so it's like you're in space looking down on the planet surfaces that we have on the globe. So it's we have that, we have a gift shop, and we do have events like on the first Sunday of every month, we launch model rockets. On the third Sunday, we have Sunday experiments. So there's a lot of things that go on here. And on May 14th, we're going to have an open house. That's where, as a public, you can come out and get to see where they actually do the testing on the satellites. And we'll have scientists giving talks. We'll have freebies. So definitely time comes May 14th. So yeah, go to our website to get more information. www.nasa.gsfc.gov is the place to go to.
Perfect. Okay. That sounds great. If only I didn't have to end my space nomading, I would definitely come along for your open day. Thank you ever so much.
My pleasure.